Good morning, trainers. My name is Lane here at the Goldenrod Radio Tower, bringing you your weekday news for Pokemon Go, Pokemon TCG, and sometimes a little bit of Scarlet and Violet as well. Today is wonderful, March 6th. Hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday. If you'd like to find more Good Morning Johto, you can on Twitter at GMJohto. You can send us an email over at goodmorningjohto@gmail.com. You can join our Discord, and if you'd like, in the show notes to let us know when Jeff doesn't edit the episode for the podcast. See, we do this live. We are a live show here in Goldenrod, and then after, Jeff is supposed to edit and put everything up. Jeff is our sound engineer in the booth for these live shows, and he did not get the sound out. He did not get the sound of the day. Don't worry. We will let Jeff know that when he gets punished, it is all the people in the Discord's fault, especially Pure Lighter, so Jeff will be punished in his own way. And more than likely suspended without pay for a couple days, and we'll try one of the new interns. And once Jeff has learned his lesson, we'll bring him back. But don't worry, we'll get that all taken care of. You can let us know whenever he messes up in our Discord. That's for free in the show notes. What else is free? Join our birthday club for as low as free. You can put your birthday in there, and once a month, we will give you a shout out on your birthday. That's once a year. And then once a month, at the end, we will put everybody's name in a hat and draw for the birthday club. If you just want to buy a bag of Good Morning Johto Java Blend coffee, you can buy, also in the show notes, purchasing a bag of our coffee that it took us a while. I really like that coffee. It's one that we took a while just getting all the flavors and everything correct. And it's just something that I think puts us from different than other shows. You know what Professor Oak doesn't have? Coffee. But enough of that. Let's go ahead and thank, before we get into the Pokemon Go news, our wonderful patrons here. We have our interns. Our interns are today as follows: Nick, Kyle, Jamal, Green Tea, and Rachel. We have Polly D and Mikey A as our board operators, and our senior producer, Jesse L. Thank you so much to those wonderful trainers. And let's go ahead and hop into some Pokemon Go news. Last Pokemon Go news, but actual just all-around news, but mostly I think it'd be cool for Go. No, it is for Go news. I'm so sorry, I read it wrong. Play Pokemon tweeted this out not too long ago, but it's to help you get ready for March. I need to get more prepared. Oceania Trainers, the region for Oceania Regional Trainers. The Pokemon Go CP requirements for World Championships invites have been updated with official sanctioned events for local leagues coming in March. So look out this month for your Oceania card shops or different places. Actually, I think it's just card shops now. They changed it. I know in the North American, it was a different change. So whenever we got to play Pokemon events when we go visit North America from Goldenrod, that they have to be at place stores. They used to be at libraries and colleges and a bunch of different places, but that has been changed and updated the year before. Hopefully you're enjoying the Pokemon Horizons event that started yesterday. Pretty pumped for it, not gonna lie, because the caps have Pikachu I like, but if you check on Twitter, especially at Landor Alphas, you can see that some are without a hat, and I don't think that's supposed to be correct. Still seeing if people got Charcadec yet, and if they got the Armourouge or Cerulege. I'm honestly pretty excited, I'm not going to lie. For those field researches, we told you we would update you. Win a raid, you can get a Skarmory, a Rockruff, or Pikachu in a Caps hat. All of those can be shiny. Defeat 2 Team Go Rockets to get a Golduck or a Skarmory that can be shiny. And hatch 2 eggs for any of the Paldean starters at Sprigatito, Fukuoka, and Quaxly. Those can't be shiny, but the Pikachu that you can get in Caps hat can be shiny from that as well. It's Wednesday. You know what that means. Tonight from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. your local time will be Tapu Koko raid hour, which I really like. And this can be shiny. This is an electric fire or electric fairy type. So let's bring those those ground Pokemon that know Mudshot. We got Primal Groudon as the Mega or Primal Groudon. Or Mega Garchomp. I'm telling you, haven't got a lot of sleep lately. Groudon, Nihiligo, Excadrill, Garchomp, Mamoswine, Landorus, Rhyperior, and Roserade? Basically, any of your ground types, or maybe some poison types in there as well. Because remember, is fairy type. From the 1st through the 14th, it's Mega Sceptile, which I really like a lot. It's a grass dragon type. So let's bring that Mega Rayquaza, or is that the only Mega maybe you should bring? Maybe Mega Glalieon knows some ice moves, because the Mega Rayquaza is a really good DPS for dragon moves, even though Dragon Ascent is not a dragon move. That's crazy. But we have, as your regular non-shadow, non-mega, Galarian, Darmanitan, Baxcalibur, Mamoswine, Satitan, Kyurem, Weavile, and Glaceon. Basically, just bring some ice types, and Mega Sceptile will go down, hopefully, like a ton of bricks. Shadow Raikou is going on this week, like during the weekends of March. Use those ground types as well, like Primal Groudon or that Mega Garchomp. Use the Groudon, the Garchomp, the Excadrill, Mamoswine, or Rhyperior. Again, use those ground types to take out that electric type. To give a short update on the month of March of what we got coming up, remember we got the Horizon event. That it's kind of event. This is another one that I just can't really tell from some spawns. Having that Pikachu out there kind of helps, but having the event based around something that's an egg that's a little harder, it's fine. It's whatever. So we got this till next Monday. Next Thursday, we got Weather Week. Can't wait for that. Then we got Litten Community Day on the 16th. We got the Primal Raids that we talked about yesterday. And then we got the Zarude Verdant Wonders on the 21st to the 25th. And ending the month, we got the World of Wonders taken over with Shadow Mewtwo returning, more than likely a Team Go Rocket. I like what they did last time. It's an event within an event, because Team Go Rockets just don't, like, not kind of carry it as much as they used to, because we've had so many. So having, like, another event within an event, I really like. That is everything for Pokemon Go news. Come back for some PvP news as we talk about the weekend, the tournament over the weekend, and how some of, like, the new updates affected that tournament and what we might see going forward. We'll talk about the new GBL update, new cup that's starting, and maybe just some goodness. I want to make sure there's a new cup. Okay, there is a new cup, and it's one I actually really like, so we'll go ahead and talk about that tomorrow. But let's go ahead and see if we got an ad for the day. With all the Tapus coming back to the raids this season, mostly in the month of March, the local library here in Goldenrod's doing make your own different lays to celebrate the Alolan region. Come down, make your own lays out of foam that can be around forever to celebrate the wonderful region that is Alola. That is brought to you by the Goldenrod Library. Proud sponsor of Good Morning Johto and the Goldenrod Radio Tower. Now it's time for some Pokemon TCG news. Decked Out Gaming on the 4th, March the 4th be with you, not me the 4th, I'm just kidding. On Monday night, we had 200 codes given out to 131 trainers. Let's go over that top 8. In Cinnabar Island, the trainer that's 6-2 from Brazil with Roaring Moon. In 7th place, Donphan247 with Maridon EX. Mason M62 with the decklist as Other. Gosh, it's Tinkaton EX. Man, that looks awesome. Toadstool EX, Minior. Man, if you know what that deck's about, let me know, because I've not seen that one before. Giratina Lost Box in 5th place by Andrew Heck. Cash Vendor in 4th place with Maridon Flaffy. Matthias in 3rd with Gardevoir EX, with Lost Box Radiant Charizard in 2nd place by Moss2, and Ryan Now in 1st, 7-1 with Gardevoir EX. Some honorable mentions, we got Goldingo in 11th place. We got Regieleki in 28th. Do we lose Regieleki? I really hope we don't. And we don't. I really hope this is one that kind of sticks around in, like, a new Maridon shell. I really haven't looked at any of the new deck lists that kind of come out of the next rotation, happening in about a month. Yesterday, okay, Jeff, since you didn't play sounds yesterday and we were told that, Jeff, go ahead and play the sound of the day you were supposed to play yesterday. What a turd, Jeff. Thank you so much to you wonderful trainers and everything you do for this show. We will see you bright and early tomorrow morning.